Why do you choose to copy someone else's style and swag just to be unoriginal impersonators? When you could be something different, something unique, and not follow these unguided manipulators. They say imitation is the highest form of flattery, but it's a slippery slope and it's easy to fall into a false sense of what is really reality. There are billions of people in this world who are all completely special in their own special way, but then we start to listen to the same music, watch the same movies, and start doing the same things day after day after day. You can start to be stuck in a rut and you don't even know it. You're not happy in this life and your actions begin to slowly show it. You're always looking for the new hot fad to follow, but in reality your life is meaningless and it only gets more hollow. All of these temporary pleasures never lead to true happiness. You find yourself saying and doing things and wondering, how'd I get into this mess? Mistakes and regrets are so easy to create, but that doesn't mean what you did in your past has to seal your fate. What if life wasn't meant to be so difficult and crazy? Where every second and every minute of the day just feels like mental slavery? Where every problem that comes into your life, the solution to your problem doesn't have to seem so hazy? In fact, if you go on the right path, it could be crystal clear. Because down this path, there is no doubt, no confusion, no contradiction, and nobody telling you to just have faith and hey, somehow, it'll all work out. At the end of the day, this existence we all live in did not just make itself. Something divine and all-knowing brought you into this world with a clean bill of health. The animals, the trees, the seven seas, the air you breathe, all live in complete coexistence and in perfect harmony. So go and stand for days like sheep in a line, waiting for those new Jordans, the Xbox, or the new iPhone 5. There's always going to be a new one for you to go out and buy, something a little bit different each time for you to throw the old one to the side. But I repeat what I said to you earlier, that what you're doing is not the path to true happiness. I mean, think about it, wouldn't the one who created you and gave you life be the one to give you eternal bliss? If you're starting to wonder why this life is feeling like a test, that's because it is. And guess what, there's a book that gives you all the answers to this life's quiz. Its name is the glorious Quran, sent by Allah as a mercy to the final prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, which inside you can find absolutely no wrong. Right off the bat, you might say, what makes your way of life and book different from mine? That's simple. I only believe in one God, and that my book stood the complete test of time. Nothing's been changed, erased, corrupted, or even fabricated. There isn't 100 different versions that can all be logically seen as completely complicated. It's real simple and it cannot even be debated. Submission to the will of Allah with no partners beside him, not a rock or a stone or a fish or a bird or this idea that God had a son, which is totally absurd. But don't take my word on it, you owe it to yourself to study God's true word, because then if you don't, then that ignorance could be very bad for your health. In the beginning, don't even mention a name. Just look up and ask for guidance to the one who created you, because Moses, Abraham, and Jesus did exactly the same. Peace be upon all of them, because I believe they all brought the same message. Worship just one God and you'll enter into paradise with ease and safe passage. I think I've spoken enough and I gave you something to think about, because time is running short and you might not be able to wait till next week to figure this whole thing out. So put your earthly desires to the side just for a minute and pick up this book and see if there's really any truth within it.
And I had no idea this life would judge my eternity. I look at myself and I wondered who created me. I had to open my heart and open my mind and open my eyes to see.
Open my eyes and see the existence of what surrounds in me. It's more than just chance. It's more than just coincidence. You look around and see the earth, the moon, the sun, and the sky. A beautiful creation of Allah. So how could you deny?